Morning, everyone. Lovely to be with you this morning and to be able to share some thoughts with you. And what a delight to see so many people here as well this morning. Makes me feel a little nervous, really, because as a Port Vale supporter, I'm not used to big crowds like this, really. Oh, somebody cheered. Remembrance Sunday is a very special day on my calendar, because for quite a number of years I was chaplain to the Royal Logistics Corps, which are based at DM Kyneton in South Warwickshire, and also to the Army School of Ammunition and the EOD, as it's called. EOD is the Explosive Ordnance Disposal. They are the Army's bomb disposal units. And it was a great privilege to serve as chaplain. But during that time, of course, I also had the very sad duty of conducting quite a number of memorial services for bomb disposal officers who had been killed in Afghanistan. So today, I know traditionally we tend to remember the First World War and the Second World War, but of course we mustn't forget all of those who served and died in other conflicts since the Second World War, in Korea, in the Gulf, in the Falklands, in Iraq, Afghanistan, and of course in Northern Ireland as well. I wonder how many of you young people know the origin of wearing a poppy at this particular time of year. Do you know where that tradition actually comes from? No? Okay. You know why we wear a poppy, yeah? Anybody like to tell me why, any of you young people? We wear a poppy to remember, don't we? Over there, yeah? Shout out. That's right, to remember those people who died during the wars, yes, various wars around the world. Not only to remember, but of course to show that we remember as well. And the origin of of wearing the poppy is quite interesting, really. There is a place in Belgium called Flanders, Flanders Field. And a lot of men and women who lost their lives in the First World War are actually buried in Flanders Fields. And wild poppies started to grow there in between all of the graves. And the whole area really was a mass of red poppies. So it was decided to adopt the poppy as a symbol of our remembering those brave men and women who served during the First World War at that particular time. And there was a Canadian soldier, he was also a doctor. His name was Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. And he wrote a very, very famous poem, which I'm sure that some of you will know, called In Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row. And again, as a result of those words, we adopted the poppy as a symbol of our remembrance at this time. We remember all of those brave men and women who lost their lives fighting for their country, fighting for our country, and to secure our freedom as well. And all of those who served in the armed forces. There may well be some here this morning who've served in the armed forces, may even have been involved in conflicts at various places around the world. They helped to secure our freedom. And we enjoy a lot of freedom, don't we, when you think about it? We have the freedom to come here this morning and to worship, don't we? When a lot of people, you know, around the world, they have to worship in secret for fear of their lives if it's discovered that they are actually worshiping God. So they have to worship behind locked doors. And you young people, you'll have the freedom to decide what you're going to do when you grow up. Have any of you thought about that yet? What you got? You're smiling. You've got an idea what you're going to do, have you? What's that? What do you want to do when you grow up? Pardon? I can't hear Andrew. Can you? Lots and lots of sport. That's right. Ooh, well, that could be a place at Port Vale for you then. Any other young people thought what you're going to do when you grow up? You do have the freedom to decide that. That's the wonderful thing. We have the freedom to decide, don't we? We have the freedom to decide where we're going to live, for example. And a lot of the things that affect our lives, we have freedom of choice, don't we? But you know, that freedom isn't really free, is it? Because someone has paid the price for it, haven't they? And they've paid a very dear price. Many, many millions have paid the price of their own lives to secure that freedom for us. And that's why we have to be thankful. To be thankful for all of those brave men and women who served in the forces, who lost their lives. And of course, all of those today, when we think about all of those who've lost limbs, and I encountered quite a number of those during my time as chaplain to the bomb disposal units, men and women who'd lost limbs, some have lost three limbs, in fact. We have to remember they paid that price, didn't they? Paid that price for our freedom, the freedom that we enjoy today. But you know, we also have to thank God for another freedom as well, don't we? The Bible talks quite a lot about sin. This little word sin, but that can have such a devastating effect on our lives, can't it? Sin. Does anybody know what sin actually is? Can anybody tell me what sin actually means? Well, sin is all of those things that we think, those things that we say, those things that we do, which sort of puts a barrier, as it were, between us and God. Because God cannot possibly live in the presence of sin. So he decided to do something about it. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. He came in to free us from the consequences of our sin. Because the Bible tells us there is indeed a very grave consequence to our sin. It says the penalty of sin is death. Now that doesn't mean just physical dying. That means being separated from the presence of God for all eternity. That's the consequences of our sin. But God took the initiative, and Jesus Christ came into the world, and he paid the penalty for our sin. And it was a very dear penalty indeed, wasn't it? Can anybody tell me what he did to save us from our sins? He died on the cross, didn't he? He was crucified. He died to pay the penalty for our sins, to free us from the consequences of our sins. So today, on this Remembrance Sunday, yes indeed, we remember all those brave men and women who gave their lives in the service of their country, those who served in the armed forces around the world, and those who are still serving today, of course, because we have to remember that at this very moment, there are men and women in the armed forces who are putting their lives at risk at this very moment. And we have to remember those as well. But we also thank God. Thank God for the freedom that we enjoy through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has freed us from the consequences of our sins. Thanks be to God. Let's have a little prayer together, shall we, if we may. Great God, loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the freedom that we have and for those who have won that freedom for us. And we thank you also for Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has set us free from the consequences of our sins. Amen.
Just before I start the prayers, may I continue with what John mentioned about Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. On this Remembrance Day, we remember all those who in time of war have served our country and paid the ultimate price. We pray for their families who have to bear that loss, and we give thanks that we who enjoy that freedom which has been gained at such a cost. Make us a people zealous for peace, and hasten the day when nations shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither learn war no more, so that the peace of Christ may rule us forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the torn areas of the world, especially the Middle East. We pray for our service personnel who today are working in dangerous and challenging circumstances. We turn to you, Heavenly Father, to change men's hearts from evil, revenge and terror into qualities of love, tolerance and mercy. We also remember those who are being held hostage and the terrible burden which is imposed on their families. We also pray for those who have been left with serious injuries. Let us, who have many benefits, give whatever help is needed. Our hands should be your hands. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Nearer home, we pray for the many aspects of life in our church and its contribution to our community, namely the schools and the Sunday school teams, the bereavement care and pastoral teams, the house groups, the afternoon tea club, the Monday club, the Knitwits, the Vintage Time, Messy Church, and the Identity and Dig Deeper courses. And let us pray especially this week for the victims and their families of the tram accident in Croydon. Comfort those who suffer, Heavenly Father. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We take this opportunity today to pray for those children whose baptism anniversary falls in this month of November. Bethany Henshaw, Joseph Peach, Jasper Sherritt, Harrison Johnson, Noah Smith and Finlay Mason. Bless them and their families in all that they do and strive to do, and may they come to appreciate the power of Christ to turn all things to good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are ill in our community, especially Betty Williams, David Limer, Anne Brassington, Johnny Milton, Alan Eaton, Nora Foster, Katie Reddish, John Wheeldon, Gabby Watts and Dorothy Riley, and our sympathy and assurance of our prayers to the bereaved families and friends of Derek Richardson, whose funeral service took place last week, and of Helen Ward, whose funeral service will take place on Monday. Could we conclude our prayers by saying together the Lord's Prayer as printed on our service sheets. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.